What's up, guys? I'm Paul. This is Pauline Theology's Daily Devotional, man, with Trusting Jesus Ministries. And I'm glad you're here. Glad you're listening. Whatever time it is you're listening, morning, noon, and night. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. But glad you're here. We're in Genesis chapter 30, 22 through 24. And we are on the battle of the babies. We are on pregnant women, or women trying to get pregnant, or trying to get other women pregnant, or trying to have sons, trying to give progeny. Man, I've said this word weird throughout this entire series. So by now, I guess you know that I'm kind of messed up. But anyway, yeah, this is something going on between the two women, the two wives of Jacob, between Leah and Rachel. So I've also had problems there. I always say Leah or Leah. So I'm in the Hebrew is Leah. I guess I should just say it like that. But and then Rebecca, I keep saying that because that's her grandma, I think. Maybe her grandma or her grandma-in-law. But it's Rachel. Sorry, guys. I apologize. But let's jump into it, man. If you haven't read it, check out Genesis chapter 30, 22 through 24. And stop the tape, check it out, read it, see what it says. Come back and we will answer the four questions. If you have read it, we're going to go ahead and dive into these questions and see what the scriptures have to say for us today. So what is it actually saying? What are the scriptures actually saying today? Well, it says that God remembered Rachel. It says that God heard her and opened up her womb. She got pregnant and she bore a son. And she said that God has removed her reproach. And so she called his name Joseph, saying that the Lord will increase for her another son. So this is pretty cool because it shows again, obviously, that it is God who is the one who gives the fruit of the womb. Because we've got to connect last week's episode when we talked about the mandrakes. The mandrakes were what they thought gives fertility, was giving the ability to be able to have children. And it was not that in itself that did it. It was the power of God. It says because God remembered her. And I also want to mention the fact that this remembrance isn't that he forgot her. Okay. It was just, now it was time for him to act in her life. Now it was time for God to do a work in Rachel's life. That's what it means when remembrance comes, because God has a sovereign plan in time for everything. And so, what's the saying about God is that he acts on behalf of his children. That's what it says about God, is that he cares for his people. He sees his people. It says that he heard Rebecca. I said it again. Sorry. It says that he heard Rachel. And so he opened her womb. He hears his children. Man, if I could say anything, I would say that God is faithful and trustworthy. Obviously, this is called Trust in Jesus Ministries. But in this episode, in the episodes that we've been going through for the past couple of days, is that, man, that God sees you. God hears you. You were known by him. Don't forget that. I know that's application. I know that's what we're supposed to talk about at the end of the episode, and we will revisit it. But I think it's great to be said now that if you feel like nobody knows you, if you feel alone or you feel neglected or isolated, remember that God sees you. God hears you. God knows you. And he is there for you. He remembers you. So what is this saying about man? Is that we are diligently seeking God and our desire. Man, that's what we've got to do. We've got to be diligently seeking him in our desires. I'm sure that Rachel was petitioning and praying and just going before God, asking for a child. Because when she has it, she recognizes where it came from, that it came from God alone. because she says God has removed my reproach. It was God who has done this thing, because being barren was a bad thing in those days. It meant maybe a curse was upon the one who couldn't bear children, because that was the thing for women. That was their role. Their duty was to produce offspring. And if she couldn't do that, that was a horrible and an unsatisfying thing. But now, through God, she is able to have these children, man. And so how do we apply these truths to our lives? Well, I've already said that we should find our hope in Jesus, to recognize that God sees us, that he hears us, and that he knows us. But I think maybe a slight application we can see from this is that God is not opposed to using other means for his acting in the lives of human beings. And what I mean by this, because I don't know, man, I don't know what the mandrakes, if they really do produce some kind of fertility in them. But I think the fact that Rachel and Leah using these, and God allowing the pregnancies to occur, means that what God has given us for our use, and I'm talking about medicine, I'm talking about things that will regulate the body, I'm talking about things that will allow for whatever enzymes or chemicals that are imbalanced in us for, say, depression or anxiety, or even these fertility problems that we have today, where we have many different ways to act to cause pregnancy to occur. I think that God is not beyond using those things in order to achieve his purposes. And so God acted in there, though it may have been false in their understanding of the mandrakes, but God acted in regards to that. And so I think that God will act in our lives in regards to the way that he has given us the ability to create these things to help us in whatever situations those are. So the medicines that we take to regulate our blood pressure, well, God's acting in that to keep me alive and me not having no heart attack because I'm taking these blood pressure medicines. So God is acting in those things. Well, I appreciate you guys for listening. And I want to remind you one more again that you are seen, you are heard by the God who remembers. I'll see you in the next episode.